听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading. Food for thought.
Debbie and Simon are having lunch in a restaurant. I think I'll have a steak, chicken and sausages. Does that sound good to you?
No, it sounds horrible. I'm having a salad. No more bits of dead animals for me. I've become a vegetarian, a person who does not eat meat.
Since when?
Since I saw a program on TV.
Another one? You're always influenced by these programs, Simon. Last month you saw a program on space and you wanted to become an astronaut. What did you see this time?
A program on the meat industry. Do you know that if we use land to grow food for people instead of cattle, there will be no more hungry people in the world?
Really? I hadn't thought about that.
Yes, and the animals we eat have to be kept crowded together in tiny spaces all their lives. Then they are killed.
Poor animals. Oh, here's my lunch.
Animals that are kept this way can easily get sick, so they have to be given drugs. These drugs may still be in the meat when you eat it. It may be dangerous. Debbie, are you listening to me? You ought to become a vegetarian too. It's better for your health.And also better for the environment.
Simon, if you're trying to put me off my lunch, you won't succeed. Many people think we need to eat meat because it contains vitamins and minerals that are not found in vegetables.
That's not true. These vitamins can also be found in tofu, in salad, in...
And I know that vegetables can also be dangerous. Lots of people are made ill because of the pesticides the farmers use on them.Some vegetables even.
All right, Debbie. I don't want to argue. Let's change the subject.
Okay. Do you know where I can buy some...